The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Gester with you. We are getting ready for another hour here on the program. Tim Fitzgerald will join us a little later in the show, our K-State insider. Could jump back to the Royals. We may bounce around the headlines a little bit. Start talking a little football. We'll dig in. We've talked a lot of Chiefs, but maybe it's time for us to look at some teams and some win totals and some bets and some things that we haven't really done yet this offseason as we make our way into training camps. But we've got it in store for you. Your ways to get in touch with the program or to call 869-1240. That is one way. You can also get in touch with us through our video streams. You can message us through Facebook, YouTube, or X. You can send us direct tweets or X's on the X platform, or you can watch us here on 12 News Connected and get in touch with us. Also on the Odyssey app, where you can leave us voice messages. It's all available for you. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, which is offering for the rest of this week, $4 beers from July 2nd through the 6th. It's celebrating the 4th with Wichita Brewing Company, all three brew pubs. A great idea for entertaining out-of-town visitors. Wichita Brewing Company, $4 beers on, every day now until July 6th. I talked to my wife. We're going to get in there at some point over the next few days. This is the, for us, this is like, we're going to be eating out a lot over the next few days. I was like, well, we got to get into Wichita Brewing Company. I did $4 beers and some pizza. Bring it. Bring it. We appreciate them. All right. Tommy, we can continue that conversation. So caller Dave asked us right before, how is WAR calculated? WAR is like, it's kind of like quarterback rating. I think it's a nice tool. I think it's good when we're trying to compare generational stuff. Like if we're having the discussions on, you know, all time or comparing one versus the other. But I don't think it's everything. I still think there are values in a lot of the numbers, a set number of home runs. And I know that makes like real analytical people roll their eyes a little bit, but you have to be able to like have fun and be nostalgic with some of this stuff too. Like getting to 3,000 strikeouts means a lot more than having 2,999 strikeouts last night for Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, it's a milestone, no doubt about it, for Clayton Kershaw. I know this is oversimplifying WAR, and I know this is not the way that they calculate it, but the best way for me to wrap my head around it is if let's just take the catcher position, for example. If you take all of the catchers in Major League Baseball, all of the starting catchers, and you average out everybody's production, so you've got the average batting average, the average home runs, average hits, average RBIs, all of that. How does your player, the one that you have that you're trying to measure this statistic against, how does he, how are his stats reflected compared to the average of everybody doing it in the league at that moment? And again, I know that's not exactly the calculation. I know that's not the way that they calculate it, but that for my simple mind, that's kind of how I wrap my head around wins above replacement, because at that point, you're basically comparing an individual player against the benchmark of his peers at that position that play that position, you know, regularly, like the guy that you're comparing him against.
Yeah. It can be like, there are people that take it more literal, which is fine. It's like, how many wins is that player worth? Like, how many wins is that player adding to your total win total by the end of the year? There are people that really do like take that very literally. I don't think you have to think of it that way, though. On the best thing I can ever say is think about it like quarterback rating. Is it the greatest stat in the history of the world? No, but it generally tells you who good players are, and then you can dig in a little further on your own and take the nuance into it, right? Like, now you can take it and be nuanced with why you think XYZ. And because if you're just looking at WAR, you're not considering things like, well, what if a player was hurt? What if a player was on, you know, I think it helps too with players that are on bad teams, really like try to quantify their values, because they're on bad teams. They may not have the opportunities for RBIs as much as players on a good team, or to score runs as much as players on a good team. Or maybe they don't have the same kind of protection in the lineup as a player on a good team. Like, all of that stuff matters. So it's just one of the tools, I think, when we look at it, but I'm glad it's there. I mean, I'm glad smart people have developed this. Baseball is the most stat-driven sport to me. Like, it's the one we pay attention to the stats absolutely the most. And as much as I get annoyed that baseball has been so resistant to change when it comes to the rules of the game, it does allow us, statistically speaking, to compare things better than the other sports. Right, the NFL, you can't compare quarterback numbers right now to what it was 30 years ago. They literally are playing a different sport out there sometimes. Like, it's not even close to the same thing. Baseball's generally been the same, with the exception of the shift band lately. Like, that's pretty much it. Like, they haven't really changed anything else in 150 years. So WAR is a nice tool. Like, when we look at it, we can legitimately say, like, what was Babe Ruth's WAR? And people can figure that out. And that gives us a pretty good idea. And it's like, okay, that helps understand it.
It also helps. We talked about Clayton Kershaw and milestones, but it also helps when you mentioned Babe Ruth, when you are trying to figure out where a certain player stands, not only among his peers, but historically. And WAR, I think, is, you know, a really good benchmark for a player like Aaron Judge, when you're comparing him historically against guys like Babe Ruth and Joe DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle and, you know, some of these other all-time greats, how does he stack up? Or even going back to the 90s and early 2000s, how does Aaron Judge stack up from a WAR perspective against players like Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa in the steroid era? And so that, I think that stat has allowed people to be able to quantify a little bit more from a historical perspective, through a historical lens. How do players in today's generation, how would they stack up against guys from even 100 years ago?
Yeah, I agree. And again, like, you can't really do it, right? How do you compare Joe Namath and Tom Brady? There's not a real good way to do that, not just because numbers are inflated, they play different amount of games, like all of these things. Like, baseball's our best chance to compare generationally. It's not perfect, obviously. I mean, Babe Ruth got to play in the major leagues of his generation. I would say his war, if he played today, probably would be a little bit lower if you took the very same Babe Ruth and planted him in today. But then how do you factor in the fact that Babe Ruth would have access to the tools and, you know, things that players now have access and tools to? So it's impossible anyway, but at least we have it now. We were just having a discussion about, like, who are the guys that are likely going into the Hall of Fame? And you know what the quickest way to sort that through would be? Is war. You just type in active war leaders and looky there. The best guys all kind of filter up to the top. So you can just sort of trust it a little bit. Don't, you know, if you're like me, don't worry about the calculation. I mean, I'm glad people came up with it. I'll take the end result, and then I'll let it help me make some calls. Clayton Kershaw. Did you see the reaction from his family? It's just so
I good. Did. I just did. So good. I love it. I think why I love it so much. I'm not a Dodgers guy, and I'm not a Clayton Kershaw guy. But what I love it so much is that he is an outlier in the way that pitchers pitch today in 2025. You don't see pitchers. I mentioned it in the last segment with the shelf life that Kershaw has had, with the durability, with just the longevity of his career. And there are a couple of others too, but like by and large, you see pitchers that are flashes in the pan that are around for a handful of years. They blow their arm out, or they're not used, you know, the way that they should be. And then they don't have a long, prosperous career. And so whenever you see a pitcher in today's game be able to throw the number of strikeouts that he did, hit that milestone, be with the same team for a long time, his entire career, I think that is something to be celebrated.
Yeah, it is. He's one of the all-time greats, and I'm glad we have him in the game today. All right, when we come back, let's just take a – we haven't done this yet, and I'm springing this on you, but it's been on my mind for a while, and I feel like today's probably a pretty good day to do it as we get to Tim Fitzgerald. Let's look at the win totals right now in the NFL, season win totals, and just sort of like what screams at us and jumps off the page. Like, what are some of the either good or bad? Like, what are some of the most egregious win totals where we think there is value one way or the other? Let's do that for the NFL. I don't even think we've looked at that specific thing for the Chiefs very much this year. So we can take it to the Chiefs. They are not alone in where their number is. I'll say that as a little teaser. But they are as high as anybody. And there are a handful of teams that are right there with them. But we'll look at some of the low ones that we feel like are too low. We'll look at some of the high ones that we feel like are too high. It'll be a fun little July 3rd exercise as we have gotten away from all the, you know, the non-mandatory working before we get into training camp. That'll be next on Sports Daily. Tim Fitzgerald later this hour. Stick around. We're coming right back.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Daily here. Boy, just looking at this stuff, Tommy, this is going to be an interesting exercise. I have not dug in yet. Usually, immediately following the July 4th holiday weekend or whenever it falls, is when I really start to dig in and dial in to NFL stuff. And like, you know, maybe it's like getting ready for fantasy football or whatever, where I start really deep diving rosters and doing all that stuff. And I'm having to try to do this a little bit earlier because probably tomorrow when it's a national shift, we've got 4 hours there and we're going to need to talk some NFL. So maybe this is a little appetizer to find a handful of these that I can dig into in the next 24 hours or so. But we're going to look at the win totals out right now. And are there any screaming values one way or the other on these? Before we do that, if you want to win some HTO, you can do that right now. Just text the keyword T to the short code 20357. You can enter this once per day. Message and data rates apply. It will get you a free cup of iced tea from either East Wichita, West Wichita, or in Derby, and you'll get that free cup of tea. Go inside, talk to a couple coworkers who went in for the first time, and it's always the same. Like, man, I was very different than I thought. Go inside, you try them all for free. Find your favorite flavor, and then get a free cup on us here at Sports Daily. Again, that's T 20357. Good luck, everybody. Featuring two gallons for $10, by the way, today and tomorrow still. So if you're looking for beverages for the 4th of July, a nice deal there. 2 gallons, $10 while you're in there as well. All right, Tommy, we look at this, the Chiefs. Let's start with the Chiefs. I don't think the Chiefs are a screaming value one way or the other. Their win total is at 11.5. Now, if you think, oh, they won 15 games last year, no team is more than an 11.5 right now. The four teams that are at 11.5 are the Bills, the Eagles, the Chiefs, and the Ravens. I'm not sure. As much as I think the Chiefs are going to be great, as much as I very much envision myself putting them through the AFC again this year, although we're not even close to making those sorts of predictions, I'm not sure that the from a betting angle or anything else, just because I think the division will be a little better than it was a year ago and a little better than it has been in a while. That's what makes 12 wins a little tricky for me. You know, if I like you look at the Bills, maybe who play in a much worse division, might be a better opportunity if you were going to take that. I wouldn't do it with the Ravens because of the division they play in. And I probably wouldn't do it with the Eagles because of the division they play in either. But that's why those numbers, I would imagine, are not higher than you might think.
I mean, I really like the Bills over total. I think out of all of them, I think that's probably the one that I like the most.
They're probably my favorite.
And I think it's honestly because a year ago, I was of the belief and in the camp that the Bills were going to be going through some rebuilding and that it was going to take a little bit of time for them to really start to gel with their new look offense. And they replaced a bunch of players on the defensive side of the ball. I thought it would take some time for things to come together. And it didn't. Like, they were winning games right off the bat, and it's a testament to Josh Allen and who he is as a quarterback. So now you've got 1 year in this kind of new look Bills team under their belt. By and large, the team is the same going into this year as last year, and just another season with more familiarity with everybody. And so I really like the Bills over total on this. I think they're going to be the main challenger in the AFC to the Chiefs.
So I don't know that I really like it, but of the four, I like it the most. Do you really like it individually? Like that, is that one you'd look at, or are we just
that's talking? That's one I would look at. I mean, I like that one just by itself. Yeah. And by default, because of that, out of the four, I like it the best out of the four.
So if we look at that division, the Dolphins are at 6.5 wins. The Jets are at 5.5 wins. And the Patriots are at 8.5 wins. There's one for you that should probably ring some alarms. I guess that's the Mike Vrabel effect. We can get to them in a minute. I think that's probably too high. But that's a part of it. But I'll give you my favorite of any, and you might roll your eyes at this, and this is why I don't necessarily like the Eagles at 11.5. Tommy, the Cowboys are at 7.5. We really don't think the Cowboys are going to win 8 games this year with Dak Prescott back healthy. With a healthy Dak Prescott, when was the last time the Cowboys didn't win 8 games? You know what I mean? Like, there is no history behind that at all for them to be an 8-win team with a healthy Dak Prescott. And they just added George Pickens. Like, they did get better this offseason, I think. They probably got their line a little bit better. Like, that's the one to me more than any team. And I know I'm a Cowboys fan. You know, off the air and everything. Like, I can't believe theirs is that low. And that's not Rose. I can't tell you the last time I liked any Cowboys bet.
What do you think the rationale is behind that line? I mean, is it that, you know, nobody knows what Brian Schottenheimer is going to bring as a NFL head coach? I mean, is that being taken into account as a little bit of hesitancy because he's never done this before, and who knows if he's going to be able to deliver wins? I think that's about the only thing I can point at to be a reason as to why that win total is so low.
I got to tell you, the vibe there with him this summer has been very good. He didn't excite me necessarily, but it wasn't anything against. Just didn't know anything about him. So here's Dak Prescott. Let's go back to 2016. Okay, in his healthy seasons, he played. Only 2 times last year, he didn't play enough games basically to get to 8 wins. And in 2020, his other big injury year, he didn't play enough games to get to 8 wins. I'm going to leave 2022 in when he only played 12 games because he got to 8 wins. Tommy, other than the 2 years he's gotten hurt, Dak Prescott has won 8 games. And again, their win total right now in Vegas is at 7.5. Every single year that he has been a starting quarterback, every year of his career, he's won at least 8 games, including one when he only started 12 games because of injury. I can't figure it out. And the roster offensively is as good as it's ever been for him. I don't see it, man. That's the one that screams at me, and I can't figure it out. I know their defense also has a lot of questions. It probably also has something to do with where Washington is and Philadelphia is, and I get that. But I think Washington's the best candidate to regress this year in the NFL.
Really? Because I love their over total. They're at 9.5.
I know they've made a lot of moves. I don't know what it is. That one's not logical for me. It's not at all. Like, logically, if Jaden Daniels takes the next step and they added to the roster, I just keep thinking about the Texans and how they maybe shot a little high and then the air came out of the balloon a little bit and it took them a second to sort of catch back up. I could kind of see that with the commit, because they really were just out of nowhere on that.
I'm going to give you another team that, as far as the win-loss record for the over is concerned, that I love. It's the Steelers. I mean, right now they're at 8.5. Do we really think that Aaron Rodgers can't lead the Steelers to more than 8.5 wins? I think that he absolutely can. Are they going to be a Super Bowl contender? No, I don't think so. But I certainly think that they can have a winning record this year. And even away from Aaron Rodgers, Mike Tomlin doesn't have losing records. Like, that's just not what they do. So literally all they have to do to hit that total, to hit that over, is to wait to go 9-8. They just have to go 9-8. Yeah. They have to have a winning record. That's it. And they'll hit that because it's at 8.5 right now. So I really like that one too.
I think the interesting division right now as a whole, let me give you one under before I do that. An under that I really like is the Jags, 7.5. I got a hard time thinking the Jags are going to win more than 7 games this year. Division might help them a little bit there. It's good. You know, they get to play the Colts, who are in that same range a couple of times. They get to play the Titans, who are kind of rebuilding a couple of times. So they could maybe, because of that, kind of slide around in there. But man, I don't know where that improvement for them is going to come. Are there any others that you like the under on? Unders are always harder.
A couple, and they're both in the Chiefs division. I think both the Chargers and the Broncos. I don't think I'm going to
You're right.
Broncos. I don't think I'm going to make those bets.
I like the unders on the Broncos.
And I think the Chargers are at 9.5. So are the Broncos. They're both at 9.5. I think out of the two, the Chargers have a better chance of going over, but still, I don't love the overs on either one of them. And really, for the Broncos, I think that you want to talk about regression. It's kind of that same thing with Jaden Daniels. Like, I could see Bo Nix taking a step back this year, and the Broncos could go under.
They both have great coaches, which could, you know, not that I don't, I think, you know, there are great coaches all over the place. But I'm with you on the Broncos. I'm glad you said that.
One other one. I also like the under on the Vikings, and that's only because they're at 8.5. That's only because we don't know about JJ McCarthy. Like, it's a complete unknown.
We're seeing, like, how many rookie quarterbacks, which is essentially what he'll be, have been great lately,
and how many
they are so talented. They're so talented. Look at what Sam Darnold did with that roster last year. And that quarterback coach, by the way, head coach, who is a quarterback guru. I don't know about that one. Now, if he's not healthy, that's one thing. That's one thing. But that's the division I was going to point at. So right now in that division, you've got the Lions at 10.5, which feels about right for me. But you've got the Vikings, the Bears at 8.5, and the Packers at 9.5. I would tell you that I think the Packers under of those teams would probably be my lean. Chicago, remember, Chicago did all this stuff and they brought in Ben Johnson. Chicago's a real, real wild card. Chicago has done, like, right there with Washington, the most, like, headliney stuff this offseason. So they're interesting. And yeah, the Vikings are so flipping talented on both sides of the ball. And I'm going to have our guy Reggie Wilson, who used to work at K-Witch, who's in Minnesota now doing that. I'm going to have him on tomorrow on Infinity to sort of talk about the Vikings, because they've been, to me, the last like 3 off seasons, they have been one of the most fascinating wildcard teams of like the possibility of outcomes are all over the place. I've always been a little fond of this particular group of players for them. So I could absolutely be, I suppose, a little bit biased in that, but I love their roster. And I thought J.J. McCarthy was one of my favorite prospects in that class. So I got to be kind of in on the
Yeah, Vikings. we just don't know. I mean, there's literally
they're unknown.
There's no body of work for him as a NFL quarterback at this point. And, you know, that's a tough deal when you when you come in as a rookie and then you miss your entire rookie season with an injury, coming back and having to figure out your way through things, never having done it before. That's the only reason why I say with the Vikings that I'm not sure that they're going to hit that over.
Yeah. They're right on the line for me for sure. Atlanta's right on the line. I think that's a pretty interesting team. Seattle is at 7.5. That's another interesting under to me. They're another team I'm having a real hard time grasping what to make of, and our old friend Ariel Orsuto is going to join me tomorrow too to talk about them. Like, what is Sam Darnold? Like, what's the expectation there? They traded away DK Metcalf. I know they have Jaxon Smith-Njigba, but Tyler Lockett's kind of old now. Like, they've gone through a lot of changes. And the problem for me with them is I'm really high on the Rams this year. I think the 49ers are a bounce back candidate in a huge way. And Arizona is one of my kind of dark horsey teams to make a run that we're not expecting, although Vegas expects it clearly. Their win total's at 8.5. So I'm not the only one with Arizona. But that's the division Seattle has to play in. They, to me, seem like the odd man out in that division.
Well, I think a big reason why their total is where it is because I think people are expecting that Sam Darnold can replicate what he did in Minnesota a season ago. Well, and it's not even on him. He doesn't have the roster in Seattle that he had in Minnesota.
There's no chance.
Like if he plays as good as he did, just for individually speaking for Seattle, as he did with the Vikings last year, that still won't be enough because he doesn't have the talent around him. I mean, you're going from Justin Jefferson to Tyler Lockett, essentially, at that point.
Jaxon Smith-Njigba, no offense to Jaxon Smith.
Well, and actually, Tyler Lockett's not even on the team anymore.
He's
not even there, right? So he's out. So you've got JSN. That's mainly who you've got, you know,
Addison and Hockenson. Yeah,
right, exactly.
Toward the end of the year, you had all these weapons. But I'm telling you, man, like, this Cowboys one is throwing me. The Cowboys and the Jaguars have the same win total right now. What am I missing? You tell me. Like, what am I missing with the Cowboys? Because, and I've told you this before too, they're my favorite long odds, like their Super Bowl odds are like 60-1. They're my favorite long odds bet too. And I almost never, and I'll never make any of these bets, by the way. I don't have the patience. Well, I might make long odds Super Bowl bets. I hate over under bets because it takes forever to see your return, and injuries play such a big part of it.
Yeah, I think that there are two main similarities between the Cowboys and the Jags, which probably has to do with why their win totals are about the same. They both have quarterbacks that have been okay to good between Trevor Lawrence and Dak Prescott, but neither one has gotten that team over the hump.
Good.
I'm just saying, but like classifying them, like they're both, neither one of them have gotten their teams over the hump to the promised land, right? Like that's one thing that Dak Prescott and Trevor Lawrence have in common. They both also have a rookie quarter or rookie head coach coming in this year in Brian Schottenheimer and Liam Cohen. And so I think that unknown plus two quarterbacks that have not gotten their teams over the hump all the way, that's probably a reason why you've got win totals where they are for both of those teams.
I'm not a Dak Prescott apologist. I think Dak Prescott is good. I think he's above average. I think what really makes it, like, for me, and I don't think that they should have given him the second big contract. I think that was a mistake and all of these things, but his full season last year, he didn't get to play enough. 2023, Tom, I think, what did he finish? Second or third in the MVP? He was incredible in 2023. Like, Trevor Lawrence has never sniffed some of Dak Prescott's best seasons in the NFL. Like, not even close, I don't think. So, I don't know.
I think they end up being put in the same category because they are high-profile quarterbacks that have not gotten their teams all the way.
Or just any of the way, right? Like, any of the way. Not even close. Trevor Lawrence is... I'm just looking at, we talked about war and quarterback rating. I'm just looking at quarterback rating here. Trevor Lawrence's best quarterback rating season would be Dak Prescott's 7th or 8th best season in his time as a pro. Like, I get Trevor Lawrence, like, the jury is still out on if he's going to be any good. Don't you think? Your jury's not out on whether.
I think the jury's in. I don't think he's going to be any good.
Right.
I
mean, he's only had 4 seasons, so I'm going to give it a little bit of time still. But yeah, we're getting closer to that. The jury's not out on Dak Prescott being a good NFL quarterback. Of course he's a good NFL quarterback. He is not in like one of the elites by any means, but you can even like he is whatever the next rung under that group of, you know, Allen, you know, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, whoever you want to put in that very upper echelon. Dak Prescott's right there as good as any of the rest of them. So what does that make him? A top 6, top 7, 8 quarterback in the league? And he's got these weapons now. I don't know how Pickens fits for them. I told you that when they made the trade. I don't know if that fits Dak's style. But he's a much better player, I think. I think it's honestly the risk of distraction that Micah Parsons is always talking, new coach, Jerry Jones can't get it, all of that stuff. That's got to be the only thing. Tell me the Cowboys can win 8 games next year? Go 8-9? I don't buy that for a second.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Jake Ballbrock, Tommy Caster. We got our buddy Tim Fitzgerald. Go powercat.com. You can follow him on X at Life of Fitz. Fitz, what does July 3rd look like for you this year? For the holiday, we're kind of in a lull. Big 12 media days next week.
Yeah. I mean, it's coming up. We'll be leaving on Monday for Arlington and or Frisco, I guess. I don't know what's happened, guys. The summer is flying by, and it's time for vacation after that, and on to football.
How do you feel about the fact, Fitz, that the Big 12 isn't going to be doing media preseason polls anymore?
I'm not a big preseason poll guy anyhow. I mean, I think it sets a – I wish there were none. I wish there was no official polls before, like, the 4th or even 6th week of the season. Because I think we cement in some things about programs. Hey, they were ranked number 3 to start. They've lost 2 straight, so they're 15. While, you know, a team that wasn't ranked can lose 2 games and they're nowhere near the poll. I think we cement in too many biases into the, you know, rankings from the very jump. But stopping the Big 12 media poll because last year's was so inaccurate is absurd, because it's not like everyone else was predicting Arizona State to win and Utah and Oklahoma State to suck. You know, nobody saw it. The league was chaos, and it was a brand new league. Half the teams had only been in the league 1 or no years. And I don't think that we had a chance to really figure out how all these teams fit together into a conference and who was going to be better than others. But yeah, we're going to do our own poll at 24/7 for whatever it's worth, just for fun.
Well, I don't totally agree with you on that. I think polls shouldn't have any weight when we're trying to determine, you know, playoff stand. But as fans, and I'm not talking about this preseason poll, I'm with you, it doesn't really matter that much. But that, like the AP Top 25, for instance, if we went into week 1 of the college football season, let's say, and there wasn't an AP Top 25, we had no Top 25, I legitimately think that would hurt the viewing experience, and it would hurt like the networks to be able to hype up certain games. It may be totally wrong, but I'm of the belief that I'm still glad we have at least a guess at what is a big game.
Yeah, that's a valid point, Jacob. It really is. And probably why we'll never be rid of polls and their influence, because of the marketing aspect of it. Unfortunately, I think it also, if all the voters want to put 10 SEC teams in the top 25, then everyone thinks the SEC is better all season. But maybe they don't end up that way, even close.
Yeah.
We got to talk K-State football a little bit here, Fitz, and really the big development over the last week. Ian Premer doesn't go to Kansas State, doesn't go to Kansas either. He picks Notre Dame over both the in-state schools, and I think Iowa State was the other team that was in the running for him. But he ends up going to Notre Dame, the number one potential player coming out of the state of Kansas. I don't know about you. I was surprised by the Notre Dame selection. I thought that he would have ended up at least at one of the Kansas schools, and it really did look like it was trending K-State towards the end.
Yeah, I think even Notre Dame thought it was trending K-State at the end. I was really surprised, but, you know, being a tight end at Notre Dame is a big deal. I wish him luck. The thing about this now is kids know that if I make this choice, I can undo it. You know, I can, and it didn't used to be that way. There was a weight with choosing a school that if you wanted to transfer, you had to sit out a year. And now kids are just free to say, okay, I'm gonna start with Notre Dame, but you know, maybe that doesn't work and I can just bounce back to somewhere else. I think he's going to thrive at Notre Dame, but if he doesn't, he can always undo his decision, which is kind of a sense of freedom for these young players, and deservedly so. They should be able to move about as they want.
Yeah, I mean, that do you take that as a knock on K-State at all on what they've got? I take it. Tight ends. I haven't talked to Ian Premer. Notre Dame is a great opportunity. But, man, like K-State is going to be loaded at tight end for the next 5 years.
Yeah, and ironically, they didn't really need a tight end in this class. He was just so good they wanted him. Right, yeah. I mean, they've got five tight ends that, you know, if you put Lincoln Cure in, that will play this season, and only one of them is a senior. So I think there's a kind of a bottleneck too in that tight end room, but boy, he's a good one, and we'll see if he thrives at Notre Dame. But he also knows he can always come home to one of those three Big 12 institutions and be close to home, because they all wanted him, and he did a marvelous job as keeping his cards close to the vest and not really tipping anyone. And what we thought was going to happen was based on some indications, but it didn't break down that way.
There's an article that came out just a few hours ago from the Topeka Capital Journal that I didn't know about this. I feel like this has kind of been, at least for me, a little bit under the radar, talking about in-state football prospects and how for this year, at least in this recruiting cycle, Kansas State has only landed two of the top 15 prospects. Mm-hmm. State, and Kansas has landed 8 of the top 10 and 6 of the top 14. In your opinion, is there anything there, or is that just a kind of a fluky thing that's happened this year?
Yeah, a little bit fluky, but Lance Leipold knew he needed to change the conversation around recruiting in Kansas. So they've applied, you know, some of their, before NIL changed, they applied a lot of that. And we'll see if, you know, spending money solves this problem, but they've done a great job in the state of Kansas, and if money talks, and then it got the job done. I don't think K-State was overly worried. They really didn't like, I don't want to say it that way, they didn't see much in the state that they wanted, but Dunnigan and Premier were definitely those guys, along with those offensive linemen. So they've had great success getting players to go to KU, and we'll see if that pans out in the long run.
Fitz, I want to ask you about Avery Johnson. We were just talking about, you know, some bet stuff. I just kind of started looking at some of that for football. I saw it yesterday come out, the Heisman odds. Arch Manning is a heavy favorite, which seems like a crazy bet to me, but whatever, I get it. Avery Johnson's at 50-1. He'd probably be somewhere in the top 30-ish guys. Do you think there are any, like, how crazy does that seem? Like, talent wise, is there a world where he could put together that kind of season, do you think?
Yeah, I do. I don't know if he's ready to put that together. I think he's going to be better this year, but that might be something to come in a senior season. But if you're really good and you're on a, you know, heck, we had a Boise State running back almost won it last year. So it's there's an opportunity there, but boy, you have to be elite and your team has to basically be undefeated.
Well, we're now at a point where, you know, July 1 has come and gone, and the House settlement is has taken effect as far as revenue sharing and all the different changes in college athletics. Are you seeing, I know it's only been a couple of days, but are you seeing any trickle down effect or anything with Kansas State or any new developments as far as what this House settlement means for college athletics for the university, or is that more down the road?
That's more down the road. And I think it's going to come down to this new College Sports Commission actually enforcing rules and not just against, you know, the smaller schools. It's the second they hammer an LSU or Tennessee or, you know, one of those schools, Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, for violation will be great for college sports. It will be. They have to put some teeth back into the rules, and if they don't, these schools are just going to start cheating just like they did before the open market of NIL hit, when anyone could spend money and buying players wasn't illegal, basically. It should have been, but it wasn't. And now it will be again, with the rev share having to be the generator or legitimate NIL opportunities. So I think the cheating is just going to start up again. The under-the-table cash will be flowing again. And if this organization doesn't stop that, we'll be right back to where we were before.
Yeah, we just had Kevin Saul, Wichita State's athletic director, in yesterday. And I brought that, like, I brought up the NIL, like the clearinghouse, like what are the chances it gets challenged? And he admitted, like, it could very easily and probably will get challenged. What do you think with all of this thing? Because this is going to give us a better, probably, runway to what we all want, but it is going to get challenged. Are we, I don't know, 3 years away from the end game in all this? Do you think there is an end game? I still kind of think there is, but how close are we to the end game? This to me feels like a first step, but not the final step.
Yeah. Anytime you're trying to limit what would be viewed as free market, you're going to get court challenges. The problem is, without a collective bargaining and, you know, all that, there's no protections here for the NCAA institutions. They're just setting a rule that limits the amount that can be paid for certain name, image, and likeness endorsements. It has to be real name, image, and likeness, you know, selling that off to a company, and not just cash. I don't know how they're going to regulate it, guys. I don't know. What's the value of something in Kansas as opposed to South Florida? Is it the same value? It doesn't make sense to me. It would be, but it should be. I mean, I don't know. It's crazy. I don't know how this is going to work. I don't see any possible way this is going to work.
I see a possible way, but not in a current format. They're going to have to make these people employees and sign deals and like just get it over with. That's the only way that it doesn't get challenged, is you agree contractually not to challenge it. Right. Like that's it. Like you write your name on a line that says, I'm not going to challenge this because these are the set rules and I won't be the one that sues. I mean, we all do that in life. It's not that part to me doesn't seem that hard.
No.
And what will be an interesting adjustment is how players adjust from what it's been the last 2 or 3 years to what it's going to be next year. That will be a little jarring, I think, for some in the industry.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's this is another phase of change, and hopefully this one will settle down and be more controlled than the last one, because I don't see how college athletics is going to survive another seismic change like a Super League. I just don't see how this will work.
All right, Fitz, what do you guys have going for us to go Power Cat?
We are easing into the 4th of July with some podcasts. We got a VIP one that's going up here shortly, a regular podcast, and then a recruiting podcast on the 4th. So we did a lot of talking yesterday into microphones, and now everyone gets to listen.
That sounds good. Fitz, go find it at gopowercat.com. Follow Fitz at Life of Fitz on X. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy the 4th.
You bet, boys. Good to hear from you.
My grandpa always said, enjoy the 4th with a fifth, Tom.
Love it.
I like that. Yeah. Love that motto.
All right, that'll do it, everybody. Again, we will see you again on Monday. You will hear us again on Monday. No July 4th show tomorrow. You can catch me on Infinity Sports Network tomorrow night from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. So when you're driving home from your fireworks show safely or sitting in your Uber, make them turn it on to 97.5 right here. You'll hear me across the country. Tommy, see you at the pool.
Yeah, enjoy the weekend. Everybody be safe. Don't blow up your hands and fireworks. Be safe out there, but enjoy the party, and we'll see you back on Monday.
For Max, for Tommy, I'm Jacob. Thanks to Tim Fitzgerald. We'll see you Monday.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.